Okay, this is Sunday morning. This is May 26, 2019. The title of this is The Word Does the Work. This just kind of reinforced the previous teaching. Proverbs 4. Verse 20. It says, "My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight, keep them in the center of your heart, for the life of those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh." Verse 23 says, "Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." Because that's where the word goes, into your heart. In this instance, that's the mind. Okay, Mark 4. This is the parable of the sower. After the seed is sown in your heart. Verse 13. Well, it's 14. It says, "The sower sows the word. The ones along the path are those who have the word sown in their hearts, but when they hear, Satan comes at once and by force takes away the message which is sown in them." Now I want you to see something here. They hear. Five senses. Satan comes against the five senses. In the same way, the ones sown upon stony ground are those who, when they hear the word, at once receive it, accept and welcome it with joy. And they have no real root in themselves, and so they endure for a little while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately are offended, become displeased, indignant, resentful, and they stumble and fall away. The ones all sown among the thorns are others who hear the word. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless. So they let go of it. It's kind of like with your petition. You need to stick with it. Don't let go of it. "And those sown on the goodwill adapted soil are the ones who hear the word and receive and accept and welcome it and bear fruit. Some 30 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some 100 times as much." Satan comes after the word. He comes immediately to steal the word. But all your works are worthless. It's about the word and the word working. Mark 4:24, we've read this earlier, but in an earlier teaching, but this part is the part, well, 23. "If a man has ears to hear, let him be listening, let him perceive and comprehend." Because it talks about in the parable of the sower, when they hear the word, when they hear the word, when they hear the word. "And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. For to him who has will more be given, and from him who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away by force." So that's what I was talking to you about. Stick with the word. It's okay if you feel like you have to use medication. If the Lord says it's okay and you plunge ahead that way, don't let go of the word. Because what I think the big problem that most people do is they take medicine so they forget about the word. They don't take the word anymore. And they just keep using medicine. And then he said, "The kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground. Then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. He doesn't know how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe and permits, immediately sends forth, puts in the sickle because the harvest stands ready." So this is based on what you hear. Let me over here, parable of the sower. "The ones along the path are those who have the word sown in their hearts, and when they hear, Satan comes at once to take it away by force, what was sown in them." So it's very important whenever you are in harvest, or you know, you've got a crop that's coming in, you need to stay in the word. Like Brother Hagin said, if the symptoms are worse, double up on the word. Really, all medicine does is like a comfort aid. It's a, it will mask symptoms so that you can keep your word, keep your focus on what's on the Word of God and resting, as opposed to in pain and fear. Okay. All right, Genesis 1. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and God saw that the light was good, and He approved it. That's what we do. Like the sower sows the word. He sowed the word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing was made that has been made except the Word of God. There's nothing made that hasn't been made by the Word of God. Nothing. I don't care who says or boasts they made this. There's nothing that says made that hasn't been made by the Word of God. Okay, now John. Well, that's just what I quoted to you. I won't read that. John 1. All right, Genesis 1:12 said, "The earth brought forth vegetation, plant yielding seed according to their own kind, and tree bearing fruit in which was their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." So God has given, Isaiah 55 said, "Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void." Then it goes on to talk about, instead of the thorn bush comes up the myrtle tree. In other words, your circumstances are changing from thorn bushes to myrtle trees. When the word goes forth, when you speak the word and it produces. How do we plant this seed? Jesus said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall take place, he shall have whatever he says." Okay. The seed does the work, you rest. Let the word do its job and keep your works out of it. Keep your mind out of it. Now, Isaiah 55 also talks about, "Let the wicked man forsake his thoughts. So shall my word be that goes forth." Okay. The seed at rest will bring forth the best. Okay.